week's parsha we read by Yehi ben Sa'aron. It's not parsha shir today; it's halacha shir, but still, it relates to the parsha. So last night I gave a shir in my shul about an Aron Kodesh and the status of an Aron Kodesh in the shul and many halachas relating to it. But one thing that I didn't get to in that shir is the issues of the parochas. Is there any halacha relating to a parochas in a shul? So the parochas in front of an Aron Kodesh. So I wanted to discuss for a few minutes a little bit about a parochas in a shul. The minhag to put a parochas in front of the Aron Kodesh is mentioned in Tosfos and Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Vav and Beis Dibur Maskil Marish, that it's a that when the Gemara uses the term pirsa, that it describes that there was a pirsa by the Aron Kodesh, it means a paroches. Why though? What's the purpose of the paroches? So I believe there are two separate inyanim and there's a nafgamina between them. One possibility, it's a zecher to the paroches in the Mikdash, which was made l'tzniusa. Now you don't want the Kodesh HaKadoshim to just be exposed, that everyone could just be, peer right in. So they had a paroches to block off the area, that as when something is on an elevated level of kedusha, it requires an elevated sense of tznius, and there is a deep connection between kedusha and tznius, not just in the way women dress kind of tznius, but tznius, modesty, covering from the masses being able to see. When there's elevated kedusha, that's what we pointed out in the past. That's why in the generations before us, when many women, very firm women, didn't cover their hair, but when they go to shul, they'd always have something to put on their hair when they go to shul. When they go to shul, there's always wore stockings in shul, even if they didn't they didn't normally do so, because when you're in an area of kedusha, there should be an elevated, a heightened sense of tznius. That's what Rashi writes in Shmos Perchavav, v'chafalta si'ariya ashishas al mul paneya oel, dome l'kala tznua hamachusa b'tzi'if al paneha. Rashi says, when we describe the parochas in the Middash, in the Mishkan, it's like a kala tznua that's covered with a veil. So it's mistaber that the holiest item, the holiest object in the shul, the Aron Kodesh, should be covered, or that which houses the holiest object, the Sefer Torah, should be covered with a parochas, with something to block it off so that you can't be staring right at it. And that's mefurish in the Truma Sedesh and the Siman Samaches, that the parochas that hangs in front of the Aron Kodesh is made for the purpose of tznius. Ravad Yosef in Yechav Daska Levav Siman Tes explains, Tam Parisas HaParochas Mnei Sharon Kodesh Kedushaso Chamura Biyoser. An Aron Kodesh is Tashmish Kedusha. It has a very high level of Kedusha. The Paroches is a Tashmish to Tashmish Shal Kedusha. That's what the Ramah writes in Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Vav. And the Bach and the Chuvin Sim Yud Zayin. And the Magen Avraham in Kuf Mem Zayin Siv Katan Hei. So it doesn't. So says Rav Vadia, it's not ra'ui that people should be yazonu einehem mikedusha sa'aron kolkach. That people should be able to glare at or glance at or look at intently the aron too much. Like Rashi says that lekavod karnei ahod shel Moshe, he would put a masveh al panav. That because Moshe Rabbeinu had these karnei ahod, we don't know exactly what they are, but a face that was shining. That's why that kedusha had to be covered. It needed to be a veiled Kedusha, and he would remove it only when he had to speak together with Klal Yisrael. So in Halicho Shlomo, Perek Yutes, Ha'ara number 16, footnote number 16, it says that Shlomo Zalman Orbach was asked about a shul that for whatever reason, unclear why they did this, but in the design of the shul, they made a glass Aron Kodesh. And to undo that decision would be very, very expensive. So what should you do? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that since they couldn't change the whole design, they should make sure that the glass is totally fogged and thick so that you can't see through it to see the Sifrei Torah. And it says in Halicha Shlomo, v'im kol zeh, haya hadavar l'maras rucho. It still aggravated him. It upset Rav Shlomo Zalman that the Sifrei Torah should be able to be seen through the glass. And it seems that this is the reason he was upset, because of the chisaron of tznius. So one possibility why we have a paroches, tznius, to block off the kedusha of the Aron Kodesh. A second possibility is that it's a kiyum of hider mitzvah. The Gemara Darshans and Shabbos Kuflam Gimlam Beis, we've discussed recently, zeh keli van veyu, hisna lefan of the mitzvahs. You should do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. You make a sukkah na, a lulav na, a sefer torah na. So maybe paroches na for an Aron Kodesh is a hidur mitzvah of binyan beis haknesses that you want to have the most beautiful Aron Kodesh. And the way to beautify it is you hang this beautiful, what do they call it, tapestry, you know, in front of the Aron Kodesh. What would be the nafkamina between the two reasons? Nafkamina would be, what happens if you have a magnificent Aron Kodesh and it's nicer than any paroches you're going to put in front of it? You have the doors of the Aron Kodesh are quite beautiful, so does it still make sense to put a paroches in front of it? If the idea is hidur mitzvah, so adrabah, if you have the most beautiful doors, so that it would be more beautiful to not cover those beautiful doors of the Aron Kodesh. But if it's a din in tznius, so then you would want to cover the doors of the Aron Kodesh because of the issue of tznius. In Tshuvas Zera Emes, Chelek Aleph Aruch Chaim Simcha Vav, he says that even if you have the most beautiful Aron Kodesh and it looks nicer without a paroches, you still have to have a paroches, because the paroches is not just there for beauty, it's also a zecher l'migdash, v'evdila paroches lechem bein ha-kodesh, bein kodesh ha-kadashim, that you separate between the kodesh and the kodesh ha-kadashim with a paroches. So Rav Avadya in Yechav Adas, Kelegvav Simintes, comes to the maskana that we should never change any minhag Yisrael, particularly when it comes to minhagei batik nasios. That's sort of, that was always a very sensitive topic since the reform movement started. They're very sensitive about changing minhagim of batik nasios. So even if you have the most beautiful doors and the aron is nicer without the paroches, you leave the paroches there. And Shari Tshuva Kufman Daltzav Kanei, he writes that the machzik bracha in the name of the Zera Emes, that you're not allowed to be mishana, to not leave a paroches there because the Aron is so beautiful, because Prisas Parochas is not just for Noi, it's not just for beauty, it's because of this idea of Kedusha. So, okay, so it's because of Kedusha. How holy is it? How holy is a Parochas? Shulchan Aruch and Kufman Dalid, Si'iv Gimel writes that the Vilon, that the Parochas that they hang in front of the Aron Kodesh has Kedusha, and it needs to be put in Geniza when you're done with it. Mishabura says that is only according to the minhag of the Gemara, where they used to, can you imagine such a thing? When it came time for Kriyas HaTorah, they would take the paroches off the Aron Kodesh, spread it out over the bima, and then put the Sefer Torah down on it to use for Kriyas HaTorah. So yeah, then it's Tashmishei Kedusha, because it's used to hold the Sefer Torah. But says the Mishnah Berurah, nowadays we don't do that, we leave the paroches up. The guy who paid, dedicated the paroches for whatever, $10,000, doesn't want to see the paroches removed and put on the bima, right? We leave it up there. So nowadays it would not have a din of Tashmish Kedusha, nowadays it would have a din of Tashmish to Tashmish of Kedusha, which would mean that after you're done with it, you'd be allowed to throw it out, right? Tashmish to Tashmish Kedusha, that's what it would seem. The Ramah in Sivvav says that it only has the din of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And Mishnah Berurah says that there's a special din called Klei Beis HaKnesses, that even though some items in the Beis HaKnesses are only a Tashmish to Tashmish Kedusha, and therefore shouldn't have any real Kedusha, but since they're Klei Beis HaKnesses, they have the status of a Beis HaKnesses, unlike other Tashmish to Tashmish Kedusha, like thing, you know, that for Tefillin or something else, which doesn't have Kedusha whatsoever. We also find by the Parochas there's such a notion of Lev based in Masna love, that it's Kedusha is subject to the will of Bezdin. Mishnah Berurah and Kufnan Nandal Tzukonuchavtes writes, why is it, he's bothered, why is it that they had a practice they would use the Parochas for a chuppah, for chasan, you know, that they would take the parochas, apparently this was also a practice, they would remove the parochas and use it as a chuppah at a chasana. So he says it could be leiv based in masna leim. The chida in shiuri brachas in kufnandal, and the kavachayim kufnandal of kut memtes, say another minute, they used to take the parochas from the Aron Kodesh and they would hang it as a sukkah decoration. I don't know what they were doing with sukkahs. Maybe they had the white ones still up on sukkahs from the whatever, but they would use it as a sukkah decoration. So he says also, Lev based in Masna Aleim. When the Chubas Har Tzvi, Ratzvi Pesach Frank, Chayil Galvus and Pei Beis, he says that is not a minog by Bnei Ashkenaz to hang it in the sukkah, so we don't assume leiv based in masa aleihem by bnei Ashkenaz. You can't say that that there's this assumption that it's okay to use it because by bnei Ashkenaz as a sukkah decoration, because we don't. Interestingly, Rav Moshe in Or Chaim Chel Dal Sim Mem Oschav Beis writes that when it comes to a parochas, you should not make a two-piece parochas. You know, sometimes a parochas slides across and sometimes it splits in the middle. Rav Moshe was against the idea of a parochas that splits in the middle, because he says it's a shinoi miminag Yisrael. You're changing the minag Yisrael. The minag was always that you'd have one baruchas al kol rochav abinyan across the entire Aron Kodesh. So, or one baruchas, and therefore making two is going to be problematic. I remember I was once asking Rav Schechter about this, and he thought that was an unusual comment by Rav Moshe. He said, because in the Bayis Sheni, the parochas that separated from the Kodesh to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how was it made up? In the Bayis region, they had an Amma Traxin, right? They had an Amma wall, Amma wide wall, and the height of the Beis HaMikdash was able to support a wall that was one Amma wide. But the Godel Bayis Hazeh Yosemir Rishon, the Bayis Sheni was taller than the Bayis Rishon, so one Amma wide wall structurally would not be able to stand in that location in the Bayis Sheni. So what did they do? They made a parochas, but it had to be an Amma wide, so what did they do? Two parochos, and they're roughly an amma apart from each other. Kohen Gadol would walk in between them to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim. So Rav Schechter said it's hard to understand why Rav Moshe says that two parochas is a shinui miminag Yisrael. You're changing the minag Yisrael. Why is that a change of the minag Yisrael? The whole idea of parochas is a zecher to the Mikdash. So if that's the case, this should l'chora be exactly a zecher to the Mikdash, and a double parochas would be perfectly fine. Now, once I mentioned double parochas, just to mention, the pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Tes Zayin, Zos Asu Chulachem Machtos Korach V'Chol Adasa. And Rashi comments over there, quoting from Chazal in Bamidbar Rabba Parshi Yechesem and Zayin, Ma Ra'a Lomer Lahem Kach, Omer Lahem. Bedarke agoyim yesh nimusim harbe v'komrim harbe ve'im kulam eskaptim b'yisachon. By the goyim, there are all sorts of different practices, all sorts of different religions. Anu ein lanu ella Hashem echad, Aron echad, Torah achas, Mizbeach echad, Kohen Gadol echad. By the Jewish people, the Medrash says, we have one. We have one Hashem. We have one Aron, one Torah, one Mizbeach, one Kohen Gadol. So amongst the many echads that the Medrash mentions is Aron Echad. So I heard from Rav Schechter in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that a Beis HaKnesses should be careful that they only have one Aron. As fancy as you want to get in the design of a Beis HaKnesses, there should only be one Aron in each sanctuary of the shul. Now, shul might have multiple sanctuaries, the main sanctuary and the the Hashkama Minyan room and the Tin Minyan room and the Sephardi Minyan room and the whatever. You know, you could have in certain shuls there are like lots and lots of different things going on. But in each sanctuary, there should be only one Aron. So I remember once when I was visiting Yeshiva HaKotel, they took advantage of, when they were designing it, they took advantage of their location, right? That it's overlooking the Harabais. So when you look toward the Aron, when you're facing toward the Aron, anyone ever been there? Yeah? When you're facing toward the Aron, so there's an Aron on this side, Aron on that side, and there's a space in the middle, and through the window, you can see the Harabais. That's the way they designed it. So I thought that was somewhat curious. It seems that that's against this ha'ara of Rav Soloveitchik. So two answers. First is, it happens to be I asked them what they use each arm for. Like, how did they decide which Sifrei Torah go in which one? They said, no, Sifrei Torah only go in one of them. Sifrei Nevi'im go in the other one. So there really is only one Aron. There's no two Aronas. The second, they also have a spot where they keep Sifrei Nevi'im. It just looks like one Aron. But anyway, it doesn't seem to be a real... it's a chiddush what Rav Soloveitchik is saying, that you have to be makpid to have one Aron because Aron Echad. The reason to be makpid to have one Aron is because you don't want to be mishana the whole way that a Beis HaKnesses looks. But, you know, if you look at that medrash, we only have one Torah, is that true? We have Torah Shebuchsav and Torah Shebalpeh. We only have one Mizbeach, is that true? There's Mizbeach Chitzon, Mizbeach Chepnimi. We only have one Kohen Gadol, that's definitely not true. There's the Kohen Mashiach Melchamim, there's the, right? The, 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 there's the Kohen Merubah Begadim. So you have three Kohanim Gadol. So it's very very difficult to assume that that's a halachic statement, that this is what you must have, that it's got to dafka be one Aron. But the idea is, I think, again, to try to keep the minhagim of Beis HaKnesses as you know, to not make major changes without consultation. Sometimes someone gets a fancy design idea, like in the case with Rosh Hashanah Zalman, where someone says, oh, a glass Aron Kodesh, brilliant! Not so brilliant, because that's a chisaron in the tznius of the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. So there's a little bit about the Barachas.